Today's reading begins in Ezra chapter 3, verse 8. Ezra chapter 3, verse 8. Now in the second year after their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak made a beginning, together with the rest of their kinsmen, the priests and the Levites, and all who had come to Jerusalem from the captivity. They appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to supervise the work of the house of the Lord. And Jeshua with his sons and his brothers, and Kadmiel and his sons, and the sons of Judah, together supervised the workmen in the house of God, along with the sons of Henadad and the Levites, their sons and brothers. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments came forward with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord according to the directions of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house being laid, though many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of joyful shout from the sound of the people's weeping. For the people shouted with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away. And now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the returned exiles were building a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses, and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we worship your God as you do, and we have been sacrificing to him ever since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of fathers' houses in Israel said to them, "You have nothing to do with us in building a house to our God, but we alone will build to the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia has commanded us." Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build, and bribed counselors against them to frustrate their purpose, all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. In the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam and Mithridath and Tabeel and the rest of their associates wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia. The letter was written in Aramaic and translated. Rehum the commander, Shimshai the scribe, and the rest of their associates, the judges, the governors, the officials, the Persians, the men of Erech, the Babylonians, the men of Susa, that is, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Osnapar deported and settled in the cities of Samaria and in the rest of the province beyond the river. This is a copy of the letter that they sent. To Artaxerxes the king, your servants, the men of the province beyond the river, send greeting. And now be it known to the king that the Jews who came up from you to us have gone to Jerusalem. They are rebuilding that rebellious and wicked city. They are finishing the walls and repairing the foundations. Now be it known to the king that if this city is rebuilt and the walls finished, they will not pay tribute, custom, or toll, and the royal revenue will be impaired. Now because we eat the salt of the palace, and it is not fitting for us to witness the king's dishonor, therefore we send and inform the king, in order that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers. You will find in the book of the records and learn that this city is a rebellious city, hurtful to kings and provinces, and that sedition was stirred up in it from of old. That was why the city was laid waste. We make known to the king that if this city is rebuilt and its walls finished, you will then have no possession in the province beyond the river." So in today's reading, we see the beginning of the laying of the foundation of the temple, and it's a joyful occasion, even though some of those that are aged remember what the temple was before and realize that this was not comparative. Remember that when Solomon built the temple, there was a vast amount of resources that were available to him, and now they're rebuilding the temple without all of those resources. They have what the king is providing for them. And so it's different. It's not the same. And there are those that recognize that. But as they begin to lay this foundation, they find some opposition, the people that are around them. And at first they sound like they're allies, wanting to build the temple with the Jews. But that's not really the case, because here they are, once they've been rejected, sending a letter to the king in order to try to frustrate the progress and get the king to stop what's going on. There are lots of reasons why people oppose things. These people may have had some measure of power in the area and didn't want to lose that. May have had some measure of wealth in the area. Or they may have simply been jealous that these people had resources from the king and were allowed to come back into the area. But no matter what their motives are, they are trying to frustrate this work and trying to sabotage the relationship with the king. Now, keep in mind that we're on the second king now. This is Artaxerxes, and this is the same king that we will find in the book of Nehemiah as well. So we leave off our reading with this letter, and we'll pick up tomorrow and see the outcome from this. For today, realize that God is still active for us. God is still working for us, not in the same way as we read in the Old Testament, but he's still active for us in this spiritual realm and helping us to fight against our adversaries in a spiritual battle. And so let's be ready to fight that spiritual battle today and be on the Lord's side. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.